Attorney General Daniel Cameron has been meeting with the task force to review Kentucky's search warrant process since May and began hearing draft recommendations this week. One committee recommended the development of a digital platform for processing search warrants. Former Louisville Metro Councilwoman Denise Bentley spoke to another draft recommendation that would fall under best practices.
It was highly recommended that there's a graphic public interface where the public can go on to a website by county, by zip code, and look at not anything related to addresses or locations, but simply zip codes, and look at residential and business warrants, as well as electronic warrants. It's important to keep the public informed in that process, let people be able to track it and track it in the future.
Another recommendation called for standardizing the threat assessment process for all police departments, although the idea received some pushback. Public advocate Damon Preston said although he appreciates the months of effort made by the task force, he feels the recommendations on the table fall short.
I'm concerned about how vanilla the recommendations out of this task force may be. As Judge Cunningham said, he mentioned the Breonna Taylor case. Certainly that played an impact on this. And one thing I've been thinking over the entire time that this task force has existed is, if we had done this 5 years ago, would anything have been different? And listening to the recommendations, I don't know that a single recommendation that's being made would have made the outcome any different.
Representative Ed Massey says he sees the work as ongoing, and that means moving forward on what they can.
And so I think we have to take some of the stuff that we're recommending and apply it, implement it, and then see, you know, several months down the road, is it working?
The Search Warrant Task Force will vote on the recommendations at their next meeting, December 9th. Arlo Barnett reporting.